With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Brant, you were able to get five games in 2020 in a free year. How do you feel like you grew as a player and you know, in your role within the offense?
Yeah, it wasn't a great year, but I think I improved as a player just overall with my body type and just learning systems and getting in touch, because first year under a system with Coach Ludd, it was great, but you really don't know all partakes what's in the system. So it's good that we got a bunch of new guys in. So I think it's going to be a little change this year, but last year was a great year just to start off and see what this new team was about. And I'm looking forward to this year.
And then do a follow up on that. Kyle Whittingham said that Charlie Brewer is the quarterback that is separating himself from the others in spring ball. What is it about his game where he's doing that?
Well, he can throw at all angles. He can run the ball. I mean, you saw it at Baylor, these little glimpses. I didn't get to see much of him at Baylor just because we're on the West Coast and I didn't get to really watch much of him. But the things I have seen, he can throw amazing, and during practice, he can launch it.
Yeah, Brent, obviously the wide receiver room got a little thinner this offseason with a couple guys leaving. But the you know, the tight ends have obviously been one of the highest productive units in the team. You know, where do you feel like your guys' job is to step up and kind of take on that? Or do you feel like it's still kind of a similar role and complementary to kind of what Utah has already kind of accomplished?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I mean, we have playmakers. Dalton's doing really good this spring, and I think next year it's going to be a different story, because he wasn't really much involved last year. And plus only getting five games, and just a lot of the play was a little erratic. Just I think this year, getting a full slate of games, I think tight end group is going to be really showed.
Yeah, Brian, I'm curious. You had posted on Instagram about coming back to University of Utah. Was there any questioning your return, or was there any plans of maybe trying to go to the next level?
I mean, a little bit, just because I had a decent season, but I just sat there and I was like, well, we only won three games, or however many games we won. Doesn't really matter. It was in the past, and we haven't won a Pac-12 championship, and that's the most important goal. It's been here, and every single year we fall short of it. So we just came here to win that.
And just a quick follow-up, I guess, what are you looking forward to the most then this season?
Just playing with the guys. I mean, it's a whole new group, and I don't think all of us really know each other that well. And just with this COVID, and I think once we comes a little bit back to normal, I think the teams can really get some chemistry. And I'm just looking forward to us playing, because five games wasn't enough. Excited for the fans to get back in the stadium, and we can rock the U.
Yeah, could you describe what Britton Covey brings to this team in terms of what he does on offense and special teams and leadership, and then kind of what you've seen, the way that he's overcome injuries and different adversity like that?
Yeah, he's tough. He's a great leader, and I mean, anytime you get the ball in his hands, he's going to do something electric no matter what. He has four guys in front of him, six guys. Like, he's going to make all of them miss or just run around them. Yeah, he's a great leader and great player, and he's a great guy to have in the locker room just to keep everybody straight. And I mean, we have some guys that just kind of act up, but he's the one that kind of sets them straight, and just he's a really tough guy and a great leader.
Morning, Brant. You've already briefly touched on Dalton, but what is it that he possesses mixed with your game and Cole's game that can take this tight end group to the next level?
Yeah, he's tall, he's fast, he can stretch the field and go up and grab balls. I mean, it just adds another element to our tight end group and the overall offense as a playmaker. And if we have all the guys that we have on the field, I don't see there's any way that anybody can stop us. I mean, we can stretch the field with him. We can do a lot of things with JD, Britt. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do this year. It's just, I think if we implement everybody in the offense and get the guys the ball, it's going to be a great year.